here's today's news from National Health Executive on Friday, the 19th of April, 2024. A new survey from the Care Quality Commission has revealed that people's experiences of NHS mental health services in the community are poor. The biggest areas of improvement included quality of care, crisis care, support while waiting, as well as planning and involvement. There were, however, some positive results which centred around medication reviews and the privacy afforded in care settings. NHS Providers Chief Executive Sir Julian Hartley said that NHS Trusts will be very concerned with the findings, but determined to ensure patients get the care they need. A new report by the think tank The King's Fund has found that collaborative working through ICSs is supporting improvements in dementia diagnosis. The improvements derive from shared delivery plans and spreading good practice. Despite the improvements, the researchers also highlight a number of areas of opportunity, such as ICSs working to shift resources towards prevention and early diagnosis, coordinating training opportunities for GPs and other clinicians on dementia diagnosis is another. The authors of the report also recommended that government and national bodies ensure policy and accountability arrangements help to promote local partnership working, which is how ICSs can be successful. And Durham University has selected its first ever Associate Pro Vice Chancellor for Health. Professor Charlotte Clark has been appointed into the role and will work with a range of partners to support world-class health research and education that has impacted locally and globally. Charlotte has served as the university's Executive Dean for the Faculty of Social Sciences and Health since 2019. Her previous experience includes being Dean International for the College of Arts, Humanities and Social Sciences at the University of Edinburgh. Charlotte will take up her new role at the start of September. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin and check out our stories in full on our website, nationalhealthexecutive.com.